Speaking to the AJN this week, Mundine slammed the idea, describing it as a crazy motion. Where has Labor banned people from going to other countries, he asked. There are a few on-the-nose disgraceful countries around the world. Why are they picking on Israel? If you look at the Middle East and all the issues, here you have a liberal democracy. You have Arabs, Jews, Muslims, Christians sitting in the Knesset, which those countries haven't got. You've got gender equality, yet here's the Labor Party coming out wanting to ban members. Mundine said he finds it quite bizarre and said he was disgusted at the whole approach. He said the only difference he can see is that it's a Jewish state, adding that the motion verges on an anti-Semitic stand because the only country members are banned from visiting is Israel. Now, Mundine himself, Nitza, has been on sponsored trips from the Jewish community. He's been to Ramallah. He's met with members of the Palestinian Authority in their parliament. He's been through the West Bank and said all those trips have been facilitated by these Jewish communal organizations. Why are they doing this, he asked? Because of the Jewish state. This is an anti-Jewish and anti-Israeli approach. You can read more about that story in this week's copy of the Australian Jewish News.
Evan, still with the Labour Party, Labour MP Michael Danby is raising the issue of Australia-Iran diplomatic relationships again.
That's right, Neet. So Michael Danby has stepped up his criticism of the government's stance on Iran yet again after the country's supreme leader uploaded a video questioning whether the Holocaust actually took place. Now, the video was posted on Ayatollah Khamenei's website on International Holocaust Remembrance Day and includes the line, "It is not clear whether the core of this matter, i.e. the Holocaust, is a reality or not." In addition, the video's narrator laments that no one in European countries dares to speak about the Holocaust. The video also describes Israel as the fake Zionist regime and features images of notorious Holocaust deniers. Michael Danby, who has spearheaded a campaign for a parliamentary debate on the government's softening policy towards Iran since the signing of the nuclear deal last year, accused Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and Foreign Affairs Minister Julie Bishop of fawning over the Iranian regime. He told the Jewish News outrageous Holocaust denial is typical of the anti-Semitic nature of the Iranian regime that the foreign minister is working so closely with. Now, Tanya Plibersek, who's the shadow foreign affairs minister, labelled Khamenei's remarks abhorrent, adding that Labour and I condemned them in the strongest possible terms, and that sentiment was actually echoed by Foreign Minister Julie Bishop, who told the Jewish News she considers the video false, deeply offensive and distasteful.
We are talking to Evan Zlatkis, Sydney journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, many of our listeners met Hilton Immerman, the head of the Shalom Institute and Shalom College. I believe he's stepping down at the end of the year after 30 years in the job.
That's right, Nita. Some sad news this week, an end of an era as Hilton Immerman announces that he's to step down at the end of the year. Working at Shalom has been much more than an occupation and a passion for Hilton. He says it's been a calling, but while I remain as passionate about and committed to Shalom as I was when I took on the role, the time is approaching for me to move on to another phase of my life and for a new CEO to take the reins of this amazing organization. Now, Nita, he will remain active as CEO for the 2016 year to enable a smooth transition and the finalization of an organizational restructure which commenced last year. Immerman has been widely recognized over his career, has received an Order of the Australia Medal for services to adult education and leadership development. He's received an honorary fellowship from the University of New South Wales for service to the community and to the university, as well as the Ron Caston Humanitarian Award for promoting Indigenous higher education. Now, the Shalom Institute Board has appointed a subcommittee, which will shortly begin work on the process of recruiting a new CEO. For the time being, though, Hilton will remain in his post until December.
We are talking to Evan Zlatkis, Sydney journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, former Melbourne resident Martha Wise was one of the two Israeli Holocaust survivors to speak at the UN in New York last week as part of a ceremony held to mark the International Holocaust Remembrance Day. Her story that was published in the AJN this week was very moving.
Indeed it was. Martha Wise, the 81-year-old dual citizen of Israel and Australia, she was born in Czechoslovakia and sent to Auschwitz in 1944. In her address at the UN, she shared harrowing recollections of the camp where she and her sister became guinea pigs for the infamous physician Joseph Mengele. "We were bled every day. I don't have a clue how they found blood in our veins because we were so emaciated, she said. I cannot imagine how we survived. Everything was evil in Auschwitz. Wise then went on to talk about the importance of keeping the memory of the Holocaust alive, particularly given the anti-Semitism that is currently rife in Europe. And you can read her full speech, as you said, in this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News.
Evan, on the same topic, more than 60,000 Greek Jews were murdered by the Nazis during the Holocaust. But those on the Greek island of Zakynthos survived. Can you please tell us about it?
That's right, Nita. What an incredible story that's largely unknown to some members of the community. Now, the Greek island of Zakynthos had a metropolitan bishop and a mayor who had a list of the names of 275 Jews, but instead of helping the Nazis, they showed tremendous courage and asked Christian families on the island to help hide the Jews. Now, Sydney's Jewish and Greek communities are set to come together tonight to remember those who bravely saved the Jews of Zakynthos. The event, which is being hosted by the Zakynthian Association of Sydney and the National Council of Jewish Women of Australia, will include a screening of a documentary, The Song of Life, which details the survival of the Jews of Zakynthos. And the keynote speaker at the event will be New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies CEO Vic Aladef, who has a very strong connection to Greece. His family actually lived on the island of Rhodes for 500 years after being expelled from Spain during the Inquisition. So a very interesting and moving event to be held in Sydney tonight at the National Council of Jewish Women in Woollahra. It begins at 6 p.m. and if anyone would like more information, they can call 9363 0257.
We are talking to Evan Zlatke, Sydney journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, I must tell you that this week I was really rewarded by reading the AJN from cover to cover, literally cover to cover, because right at the last page on the back cover, I found the most interesting story, the story of a rabbi's son who plays poker and wins $1.6 million.
Nitsa, what an unconventional and amazing story. As you said, former Liebler Yavna College student Ari Engel became the fourth Jewish poker player in 7 years to win the biggest poker tournament in the Southern Hemisphere when he collected a whopping $1.6 million in the Aussie Millions main event. Engel, who, as I said, you know, is a former Liebler Yavna boy from Melbourne, said he was speechless. He said it's unbelievable and amazing after he outlasted 731 other players to win the tournament at Melbourne's Crown Casino on Sunday night. The 32-year-old lived in Australia for 8 years when he was younger and still has very close friends and family in Melbourne. I feel like I have home court advantage here because I had tons of friends and family on the rail watching, and there is no other place in the world I would have had so many people. So an unbelievable story. If you'd like to see a video of Ari and all his friends singing and dancing after he won, you can head to the Jewish News' Facebook page to see that. Mazel tov to Ari and to his family.
That is fantastic, fantastic story. Evan Zlatke, Sydney journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Thank you very much.